wanted to touch now on women's volleyball.
We're finally going to get to that note. There were some crazy games yesterday. Right.
And the craziest involved a team.
Hey, guys, what's up? Yeah. Come on, guys. Hey, let's hear it from you. Ooh.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris, the overly handsome sales guy.
Love this song.
Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now. I hope you don't...
Man, you guys like this Dave Matthews? You got to get to CD, man. This is great.
It's great stuff.
Hey, man, what you two homos been up to? Man, I haven't seen you around the office lately.
Why are you calling us homos?
Man, I've been putting together a bunch of deals, man, while you guys were gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really incredible Fortune 500 stuff. Stuff's going to blow you away, man.
Oh, man, I bet that's making you a lot of money.
Oh, man, I've got so many things going on right now. You'd think I didn't have time to party my ass off, but I do, you know?
Yeah.
It's like me and a couple of my friends, we went down to the drama room on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of my really great, successful friends going along with me.
Yeah.
We ordered a lot of top-shelf stuff. Then we got out of there. It was lame, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we met some hot chicks, but they weren't 2 and 4, so we dropped them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we blew that joint and caravaned in our Eddie Bauer Expeditions down to Sense. You know, it's just a few blocks away, but, you know, we caravaned.
Right.
And then we hooked up with some bimbos that didn't even have too much resistance to GHB.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we put that in their cosmos. Wow. They didn't even know any difference, man.
Against the law, Chris.
Oh, man, it was great. Hey, I got this deal going. You guys want in?
What is it?
Minimum buy-in is $200,000. Are you in?
No.
I don't have that kind of money.
You guys don't have that kind of cash? No. Dude, man, you guys need to get into outside sales.
You have that kind of cash?
Yeah, man. That's the way you attract girls that are rail thin, stuffed with double D implants, and smoke because it's ironic and playfully self-destructive.
Hey, and by the way, what better weekend to party like you did this weekend than Easter weekend, Chris?
Oh, man, it was great, great. Yeah. And matter of fact, next weekend we're going back to the lake house. You guys in?
No, I can't. I'm busy.
Come on, we're just going to hang out. You know, me and just a couple guys. Going to take some guns up there, do some shooting.
Really?
At the lake? That doesn't sound safe.
Dangerous.
Man, dude, I got to get out of here. I got to go work on my taxes, dude. It's like due today. It totally sucks. Uncle Sam does take a bite, don't he?
Yeah,
I'm probably going to have to pay in like $90,000. You like that? You like how my complaints about taxes is my indirect way of telling you how much I make?
Wow, man, you make a ton.
You gotta pay 90?
Hey, did you guys see me? I was in Paper City in D.C. last month.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you really?
You follow D.C.?
Yeah.
I was photographed with some really great, successful people. Aren't you guys jealous of me?
So you're one of those people that just lives to get their picture in the paper.
Yeah, you guys are so jealous of me. You probably don't even remember when I was a geek in junior high. Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, you were?
We didn't know you in junior high.
Oh, God, I said too much.
Chris.
Oh, my God.
Ah! He just jumped out the window again.
Remember, he's got that trick about him.
What trick? Where he lands on his feet like a cat?
No, where he comes flying back through the window again. That's what he did last time.
Why does one little comment send him into a suicidal rage?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I'm just right below the ledge here. My designer tie caught a nail. I'm still alive, buddy.
He did it again.
Still alive.
He did it again.
I'll see you in the drama room in Sense this weekend.
All right. Maybe not.
Yeah. There he goes, Chris from sales. Guess he's glad we're back from the compound.